Uwe, always nice to win away from home. That must be very satisfying for you.
Yeah, in the end it was satisfying, I think. First 10, 15 minutes was top. We really, the fresh players we had in, they had 10 players started on Tuesday from their starting 11. And we obviously, we had made changes and we brought in fresh legs. And I think the first 10, 15 minutes, the way we started was very impressive. I felt this was just a goal around the corner. And then certainly we played their tempo. And they were better than us, I have to say. Northampton did better. They should have been up in that second phase of the first half. Alex Cairns kept us in the game. And we did some terrible decision-making things. And you saw that on Tuesday we played 120 minutes. Some players was on the limit. Second half, I felt we did the basics better. We did the basics right. And I have to say, in the second half, Cairns didn't need to make one save. And everybody knows we are good on the counter, and we scored.
Were you thinking those early chances might come back to haunt you as the game went on?
I think, to be fair, I felt that we looked like scoring the first 10, 15, and they looked like scoring after that. Second half, I felt we did the basics right, and I think we was never really in trouble. And when you have the quality like we have on the counter, then we always can score. So don't need to attack always with a lot of bodies. Sometimes one or two get you out of jail, and that's what happened today. In general, I think we need to be more consistent. We cannot drop to the level of the opposition, especially when you're being so good in the game like we have been in from the beginning.
Just talking about Alex Cairns there, you mentioned keeping him in the game. It's a fairly incredible triple save that he made there.
I think the performance on Alex Cairns was the performance from the whole team. He made that absolute triple save, and then he gave the ball into the man when we tried to make a substitution, and they nearly scored. So I think up and down today from everybody, including Alex, but I think he kept us in the game. That was an unbelievable save. Not only one, three times after each other. And second half, I'm happy with that the players dig deep, and not only in terms of running and fighting, also in terms of the mentality that they understood they were below par in the most of this first half. And they fighted himself to a solid performance in the second half, and I think that is a big quality.
Yeah, we've seen Fleetwood win playing fluid football, as last week, you know, playing really attractive attacking football, but there are times when you've got to dig in and get that scrappy win.
To be fair, I would like to have more control. I think that was a torture for me. After 15 minutes, half an hour in the first half, that was torture. And second half, that was more like us, and we need to have more periods like the first 50 minutes, even away from home, and I think then we will win more games than we lose.
Plenty of positives over and above the result. Good goal from Devante Cole, really.
Yes.
Well taken.
Yes. Happy for Devante. Devante needed a performance for himself, but also for me, to see that he's back on track. He will look more mobile today than he was last Tuesday. He was running more, addressing more the room in behind the defenders or between the centre halves, and that's where he got his goal. And I'm happy for him, and I really hope that gives him a real boost for the next weeks to come.
He's to make a couple of substitutions today, one of which because of an injury to Conor McAlane. Is there anything you can tell us at this point about how he is?
It's too early, but he's not in hospital, so that means there's hope.
Okay, and George Glendon at half time, is that tactical or has he picked something up as well?
We needed more physicality. I think they picked up far too many second balls in there. And Aiden was a big ass on Tuesday. Aiden had only played one game over 90 minutes in pre-season, and he did well on Tuesday over 120. I wasn't sure that he has enough in the tank for 45, but what Aiden has and what I experienced with Australian players was ahead of you. They are mentally very strong. They have a high pain threshold, and he helped us really much in the second half. And the way he addressed the game physically in the middle of the pitch.
And you've got that happy habit that you had last season of keeping clean sheets, and you've carried that on.
I think it's important, but today it appears we was lucky, and I think we have to address that. And the players now get 2 days. I think meant it was a tough week for us over 120. I think after that we have a good week's training from Tuesday onwards, and then we will address it and we go again.